One or the other.
Okay.
And this is meant to be here. So we'll go directly into questions.
You guys played Canada in 2004. Maybe before your time.
No, I was there.
Okay.
As a player.
Hey, right, great. Yeah. Now, you played two games in Kingston, Ontario, but you didn't play in your home. I don't know if it was, there was a...
We didn't have a FIFA
cow pasture, or else you were out of money or something, but now you're probably glad to have a home game. Is there a reason why the change over? You've got a stadium now?
Yeah, definitely we have a FIFA-approved stadium now. At that point in time, we didn't have a FIFA-approved stadium in our country, so we had to play abroad.
Was that, now that you're sort of glad CONCACAF has sort of spread some money around? Like you?
Definitely, we're definitely glad for the assistance that we got from the Gold Project.
Okay.
What did you think of the game, and did you think that your team basically ran out of steam against the constant Canadian pressure?
Yeah, I think the moment we lay back in defense too much and didn't really work on our attack, we didn't really build up any kind of a real attack, and the Canadian team basically forced us to defend more, and as you're defending, those would be the results. You know, we cannot defend against a good team. If we defend, we'll always get hurt, and that was definitely not our game plan to come here and defend, but it happened.
Any more questions?
So you think we didn't see the best of your team tonight?
Definitely not. I can believe it would be definitely a far different game.
What would make it different about playing? What about playing in Belize would make the game different?
Well, similar to how the Canadians play today, their home fans, the confidence level. You know, playing on the road for us, we don't, our population is basically 350,000. So our stadium is capacity is like 3,000. So when our guys play in front of these type of crowd, it's always a new experience and tough challenge for them. You know, so, but being at home again with our fans is definitely a confidence booster for the guys. They will definitely be more relaxed and be able to play with more confidence.
How are you satisfied with the result?
I'm not satisfied with the results. I think we, concentration wise, we made a lot of errors, and most of the errors, you know, cost us the goal. You know, we didn't play a good game. As bad as we played, a lot of the goals that scored was some mental lapse, basically, like the 90 minute of, you know, going to Belize with a 2-0 loss compared to a 3-0 loss would have been a much better result, you know, 90 minutes, and we allowed a goal like that to score on us. But again, like I said, you know, mentally we were out of the game.
Well, what did you think of Canada?
No, well, we know Canada is definitely a top team, basically, have a lot to prove at this point because of the Gold Cup showing, and know that they needed somebody to take advantage of, or try to take advantage of, and show that they should be respected in football. So I definitely have to give the Canadian national team a lot of credit. You know, they are at home, and you can't let anybody to come to your home and try to destroy you, and I think they defended their home turf very well.
They scored 1-0 at halftime. Do you think tiredness played a role in the game?
I think our I don't want to find any foul, but I think if you notice, two of the goals scored when we were 10 man down. So a lot of injuries played a big role when it comes to that, and it could be probably the condition level of the Canadian team probably made a big difference also when it comes to our team.
How do you spell your name, sorry?
Charlie Flusher. S-L-U-S-H-E-R. Charlie with I-E, yeah.
Thanks, George.
Okay, sure.
Well, I
know.
Sorry, Does anybody want to find out?
Yes, thanks.